In my past, such keen self-awareness, much less action, was rare. Like a lot of people my age, I'm in my late 40s, I was heavily influenced by the fact that one of my parents, in this case my mother, lived through the Depression. Growing up, I was born in Maine and grew up in Texas, where my Air Force father was stationed. My life was infused with fear. Losing a job, not being able to pay bills, or worst of all, going broke. There was so much to be afraid of. Getting a good education, working diligently at a job, and saving a small nest egg for retirement, that's what I was supposed to do, and that's what I set out to do. I earned a master's in computer science at Texas A&M and concentrated hard on building an impressive career. Still, I saw myself as an average Joe trudging toward a retirement carrot in the very far-off future. Maybe when I was 65 I could stop working. Maybe not until I was 70. Some days, I thought maybe not ever. I saved too, just like I was taught to do. But the safety valve savings were supposed to provide failed me miserably. Between 1999 and 2002, I lost 75% of the value of my stock portfolio. My mutual fund portfolio declined 45% in worth. Between the two, I lost more than $700,000. To top it off, my 401k plunged 30% in value, a dive that cost me close to $30,000. Suffering reversals nearing $750,000 was a very troubling development, to say the least. Things went from bad to worse. In 2001, my debt ballooned to more than $30,000 due to credit card spending and car payments. I actually borrowed from one credit card to pay off another. With all the money I earned, I still teetered on the edge of bankruptcy. Soon after September 11th, Sony began to eliminate projects and roles. I decided to take advantage of the situation and leave my job. Some of my friends, as well as my family, thought I was crazy. But I felt that I was doing what was right for me. A generous severance package allowed me to walk away from my old life while I mapped out a new one. In a very profound way, I tapped into my recently discovered reserve of perspectives. My plans revolved around me, not my job. I picked myself up physically, dusted myself off emotionally, and started over again mentally. In October 2001, I accepted a job at a small software company where I did, and continue to do, strategic planning. Without a blink, I took a 15% pay cut, partly because of my severance package, and partly because I was already looking for real estate investments. Also, this job was a lot less stressful than the one at Sony. Even better, travel wasn't required. Between October and November 2001, I did something I had never done before. I set up a line of credit. I read other books by Robert and played Cashflow 101 with like-minded friends. I also began looking for rental properties in Texas on the internet. San Antonio was particularly appealing because my sister-in-law lives there and she agreed to manage the properties I bought. By December 2001, two duplexes were chosen and I closed on them both in January 2002. My new life had begun.